catch the waves. 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Catch the wave. Catch the wave right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. It's a wave thing. Playing the very best in gospel music and the word ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network. Caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave in HD Tunisia.
The gospel legend, Willie Banks, and the messenger.
Thank you. God bless you. First, I would like to give honor to God. Thank you for sparing all of our lives to be here tonight. God is good to us. Ain't that right? And we are not going to talk too much tonight. We're going to do more singing and less talk. Is that all right? We're going to begin by singing a song for all of those who think they're high on the hog. I want you to know something. You're no more than nobody else. And always treat your sisters and brothers right, regardless of who they are, because you don't know if you will be here to see her tomorrow. For someone, there will be no tomorrow. On this day, there is someone in this world have joy. Thank you, Lord. But for someone in this world, there'll be sorrow.
church for someone in this world. There'll be pain in their body, but for someone there will be no tomorrow. We should always be glad to do a good deed. We should always help someone who's in need. Oh, thank you. Out of all we do, there will be sorrow, yes it will, but for someone there will be no tomorrow. Oh, it may seem mean, and it may be you, so we should always watch the things we say and do. Oh, calendar. If we want to meet him there, oh, for someone in this world, there'll be suffering and so much pain, but for someone there will be no tomorrow.
If it's your will, please, everyone, I call.
Everybody clap your hand along with me.
Thank you.
through a lot in my life. I've had many ups and downs. A lot of people have told me, said, Banks, you ought to retire and go home. You done got old now. You ought to let somebody else, younger than you, take your place. But I talked with the Lord about it, and he told me, he said, that race wasn't given to the swift or the strong, but to those who endure it to the end. I checked it out, and I found out that there is no retirement in God's services. So I got on my knees, and I softly told the Lord, if you give me strength, I will always say these words. Lord, I'm on
the battlefield.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my Lord.
Every day. Out here,
oh my Lord.
I wonder, can y'all say that? How many of you out there can truthfully say, I done promised
the Lord that I
said I would serve him
till I die.
Lord, I'm on
home.
Yes, I am. I'm gonna keep on. If you don't mind, I would like to say that one more time. Let the world know I'm on. Somebody out there is working for him just like I am. Can you be a witness when I look up and say, Lord, I have the crowd. I'm gonna keep on working for the Lord. The reason I'm gonna keep working, one thing is, your I
promise
the Lord that if you free my soul, I'll say, yes, I will. Church, I'm on. Lord, help me. No matter what happened in my life, I'm gonna keep on working for the Lord. Y'all let me talk to him a while, gentlemen. When I first met my Savior, church, I met him with a smile. And the Lord on me. Tonight I know I'm God's child. Around the throne of grace. If the Lord call me tonight, y'all, I'm not worried. Oh, got me a resting place. Church, I'm on. A flag in battle. Tonight I'm glad
I kept a flag
in my hand. I'm determined, ain't gonna let nobody stop me, y'all. I'm gonna take it home to Jesus. Way over in that glory land. That the sun will shine down in this old, old soul of mine. Can anybody out there say, I'm glad I'm on the battlefield, but I'm working for mine. Can I say one more word? All I want to say is one more word. My verse is just right here. I was alone and
I was
a sinner too. I was a young boy when I heard a voice from heaven telling me to go. I got so much, I got a lot of work for you to do. Oh, I took pride. I'm glad I took the master's hand. And tonight, y'all, I'm a member of God's Christian band. I'm a walker, talking, singing prayer on the battlefield. I'm gonna sing here for God. Yes, I am. This is a song I recorded a long time ago, and as of today, I know it won't be too long before Banks will cease to walk and talk with his brothers and sisters on this earth. But I want y'all to know where I'm going. I want you to know what's going on, gentlemen. Sometimes they can talk about you so bad. They can lie on you so much. You see this stool, I'm sitting down because I was in an accident a few years ago. My legs don't want to hold me up all the time. Sometimes they go out on me. But I ain't going to worry about that. They say I wasn't going to never sing no more. But I think I'm singing tonight. Huh? Whenever my legs get weak on me, I know that means I'm getting closer to the end of life's journey. And when they lie on me and talk about me and scandalize my name, I just sit down and say, sitting here thinking. Y'all ever do that? About all the trouble I've had. So, if you done had trouble in your life, let me see your hand. How my so-called friends have mistreated and talked about me. Oh, oh, oh. Make you feel so bad.
God, help you understand. I wonder if anybody out there has tried. In the time of your trouble and your tribulation, do you ever get out on your knees and say, Jesus, I know you're able to help me understand. Every once in a while you start to feel a little sorry for yourself. You get out on your knees and say, Lord, have mercy. Do you ever tell him that? Have mercy on me. Lord, please have mercy. Oh, Jesus, please have mercy on me. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm not ashamed when I stand here and say, God, religion. Have any of y'all got it? Did you stay on your knees till your soul was satisfied? Is there anybody out there who said, God, religion? Oh, I'm satisfied. Sometimes I think about all the way I enjoyed it. When I had that hole in my lung, bare down under the PA system and under the apple pie. When the Lord saw fit to come under there, he knew I had a hole in one of my lungs and the other one had collapsed on me. Wasn't no way I could breathe. But look at my father doing me like he did Adam. He rests down under there and breathe a breath of life in my body. I'm glad tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody says, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see me all. I done died one time. And I ain't gonna die no more. Tell me one more thing. Do you ever stop and look back over your life and see how good God has been to you? Do you ever think about when you were laying on your sick bed, how my father came in and moved your aches and pain? I'm sure some of y'all will agree with me tonight when I look to heaven and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. thinking about all the things that's happened for me. I'm gonna keep my hate in God's name. As a wife, he promised to set me free. You know what you can do. Laugh in my face if you wanna. Talk about me behind my back. It really don't make no difference to me. No, you know why I do. Coming back. All I got to do is go on.
Go on.
God is still.
God is still in charge.
I've been knocked down. I've been kicked out. I'm gonna go on.
Go on.
I ain't gonna let nobody turn me
around.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you the Angelic Gospel Singers. Say that you're saved. I'm saved right now. Holy Ghost feel. We are grateful to be in your city tonight. The Lord has been good to us, and I'm sure he has been good to you. He allowed our golden moments to roll on for just a little while longer, and we said, thank you, Lord, because we realized it could have been the other way. That's my testimony. I'm saved. I'm a born-again Christian, and I want the world to know the things I used to do, I don't do no more. Since the Spirit took control and the Lord saved my soul. I'm going to let Teresa tell you her testimony. Give Teresa a hand.
One day I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go there to see my loved ones. I want to see the face of Jesus. How many want to see Jesus? Won't that be a great day? Jesus, gone on before.
that you want to see the face of Jesus, the one who died for us all, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Won't that be one happy time when we see Jesus? All our troubles and trials will be over, and we're going to reign with him forever. We need Jesus on our journey. Everywhere we go, we need to take him with us. When you're tempted and tried, if you take him with you, he'll help you bear your burdens. If you got a problem, he'll solve your problems. And all you have to do is just take Jesus with you everywhere you go. Take Jesus with you everywhere you go. Take Jesus with you everywhere you go. He will lead you, guide you, protect and direct you, and he'll keep you from doing things wrong. You ought to take Jesus with you, take him everywhere you go. You ought to take Jesus with you everywhere you go. He will lead you, guide you, protect and direct you, and he'll keep you from doing things wrong. If you've been tempted, feel you've been tried, Jesus is with you, right there by your side. Jesus knows all your problems. He alone will help you solve them, and he will take you from doing things wrong. And you ought to take Jesus with you, take him everywhere you go. You ought to take Jesus with you everywhere you go. He will lead you, guide you, protect and direct you, and he will keep you from doing things wrong. On this Jesus journey, you have to cry. From doing wrong. If you're burdened, take Jesus with you. When you're in trouble, he's a mighty good lawyer. Just take him with you everywhere you go, and he will keep you from doing things wrong.
Two more. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We here at the Lincoln Park Holiness Church invite you to come join in with us at NFIRadio.com every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. for powerful preaching, teaching, and praise. Join in with us with Reverend Thurlin Kearney and catch the wave.
It's the number one quartet station in the world, turning up the beat in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Turning up the beat with the pioneers of gospel and new artists around the world is all new on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the wave.
We have more great gospel music coming your way. Just get ready, sit back, and relax.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Welcome back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Got to stand my test in the judgment. Nobody here that can stand it for me. want to reap what you sow. That's a very true song. So you grin in my face and talk behind my back. You're gonna reap what you sow, and that's a fact. And then if you dig one ditch, you better dig two. Cause the one you dug might be for you. You're gonna reap just what you sow. Have you ever been so sick you couldn't pray? If you've never experienced it, just keep on living. I can talk about it tonight because I've experienced it. I recall in September 71, I went into the hospital because I was becoming paralyzed. The doctor said I had two herniated discs in my spine that had to be removed. But I was afraid to go through with that operation because I was told if the doctors made one mistake, I'd never walk again. But after lying there flat on my back from September until March 72, I thought about how I'd been traveling up and down the dangerous highway, singing and telling men and women that God is able. And here I'm lying in the hospital, afraid to go to that operating room. After I had a talk with myself and I had a talk with Dr. G, I told him I would go in there if he would go with me. Speak to the doctors and tell the doctors what to do. The 29th day of March, I went into the operating room with no kids. I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn to use my hands again. But the night I get down, to the piano and sing and play again. But so many nights while lying there in that hospital, my body was racked with pain. I was so sick I couldn't pray. Only thing I could do was just look up toward heaven and utter these words.
Driving heartbeat.
He touched my body. Tonight I'm a living witness that God is able. I don't know what he's done for you, but I know what he's done for me. He has brought me from a mighty long way. I promised him I would testify everywhere I go and let men and women know that he's still in the healing business. All you have to do is just call on him. Wait on him. He may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time. Say thank you, Jesus. He brought me from a mighty long way. I wait. my appointed time. I'm like Job, I wait until my change comes. Will you wait on it? Will you wait on it? The way gets dark. Sometimes your bottom get heavy. But I wait, I wait, I wait until my change comes. I know that there's gonna be a change one day. He's gonna make a change for us. And I'm just waiting on him until my change comes. Say whatever you need. Anything you need, you just ask him for it. He promised to provide us with whatever we need. Sometimes we ask for things that we don't need, but God said, wait, and I'll give you what you need. Not what you want all the time, but what you need.
Find in me
This song, I wrote it because at the time that I wrote this song, I was going through a crucial point in my life. And my youngest son was dying of cancer. And I always felt like if I lost him, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I wouldn't last long. And I was praying and praying, asking God to heal his body. But then I found out that it wasn't God's will to heal him. And I changed my prayer. And I said, Lord, let your will be done. 13th of December, 91, he left me. But this song was an inspiration to me. Because I learned to trust in God. He's my ever-present help in the time of need. Yeah.
Please don't stop me. Move out of my way. And don't try to.
You can't help me.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Faithful. See, God's got a purpose.
and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
Is it not sweet
to do what?
To be what I have known.
Come on, you say, this is my season
for grace.
For what else?
For favor.
This is my season
to be what I have done.
Everything is working together for my good. Hey, everything is working. Don't feel good.
Together,
but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all.
Everything is working.
Upon his throne, the angels in the
began to moan. The good old angels stirred the flood. They blew out the sun, the chain of moon and the blood. Come back, angel, and bar the door. I gotta cram my time, won't be no more. The determined red gun in the start of the rain. The women and the children began to scream.
Another blessing. got my legs and I can walk. I got my tongue, y'all, and I can talk. Even the air that I receive. I got my lungs, y'all, and I can breathe. When I look around, I can see all of the blessing, y'all, he's given me. I see my family all doing fine.
Never gave up on me, even though I was a sinner, lost in a world of misery. I thank God, Mama was praying for me every day. That's why I can lift my hands and stand every day, 'cause Jesus see.
Never gave up
on me. Can raise your hand and say, he never,
never gave up
on me, even though I falter along the way. God, he never,
never,
never gave
up
on me,
on me,
time in my life. The doctors diagnosed me with lung cancer.
Never gave up.
Family thought I won't go make it.
On me.
God never, never gave up on me. And whatever you're going through this
never
season,
gave up.
All you gotta do,
on me.
Fall down on your knees. Call on Jesus. He's right there. Waiting on you,
never
he's waiting on you. He never
about it today. God never thought,
never gave up
on me.
On
I gotta leave
me.
This thing alone. On me.
On me.
Oh, he never, never, never,
never.
Oh.
Oh, never.
Lift your voice and say, lift your voice and say, never,
never.
Jesus, hallelujah, yes, the Lord, yes, the Lord, oh,
right back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, with more of the very best in gospel music and the word ministry.
Elder Callahan, Pastor Word of Deliverance Ministry on NFI Gospel Radio Network. I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And I am so excited. And Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord, because we try to say exactly what the Lord say. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Kerry Hurst, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Hello again, I'm Angela Breedlove, inviting you to join me as I interview gospel recording artists around the world on location Mondays and Fridays at 12 noon on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Catch the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Touch your neighbor and say, the Holy One says you're healed. You're just waiting on the pain to go away. The Holy One says the house is yours. You're just waiting to sign your name on the deed. The Holy One says the car is already yours. You're just waiting to get the keys in your hand. Oh! I feel like I could preach right here, but...
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Glory to God. looking at you, look right back at him and tell him, you don't know what I've been through. I cry in the midnight hour. You don't know how I feel this evening. God has been good to me. He's the Holy One. God bless your hearts. We're going to try to go on. But if you believe you got something to shout about, just hit somebody in that rib and tell them, say, I can shout right now.
Music at its best. Catch the radio in HD2. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
I'm gonna make it.
actually praising God like I really want to. My hands are going, my feet are dancing. Something happens in it. Let's tell them what happens. I feel just living for King, worthy is the Lamb. You are the Holy One.
Holy One.
There I am.
Righteous King.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
You are
the Holy One.
Lift your hands if you know that's Him.
And so pure.
put your arm on me, Jesus. You are the Holy One. Oh, I feel like saying, Holy, Holy One. My Savior and the King, King of Kings. Oh, help me stand, fellas. Do me a favor right quick. Look at your neighbor. And I didn't say look upside their head. I said look at them. Grab their hand and shake it like you're going to shake it off. And tell them, say, because you know the Holy One. Everything is all right now. Seconds. Touch your neighbor and say, the Holy One says you're healed. You're just waiting on the pain to go away. The Holy One says the house is yours. You're just waiting to sign your name on the deed. The Holy One says the car is already yours. You're just waiting to get the keys in your hands. Oh! I feel like I could preach right here, but bless your hearts. We're going to try to go on. But if you believe you got something to shout about, just hit somebody in that rib and tell them, say, I can shout right now.
and seasons. God will move for you. Hey, you'll send an angel just to bless you. I don't wait another second. Go on and make a move by faith. You see, hey, this is your day, and don't you let some years that passed you by, but oh, God is still moving, and His power can't be denied. Oh, He's gonna do a new thing. Hey, just you wait on the Lord, and you will. Over you. I want you to come in now and tell the people about it. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I was driving in my car and I got sleepy, so I rolled my windows down, but I was still sleepy, y'all. Yes, I was. So I turned my radio on. Turned it up as loud as it would go. And I heard a voice. I heard my brother's voice. His voice came through that radio. And it wasn't a CD, but it was the voice of an angel. This voice called out my name.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Oh,
I was reminded of a story about three trees.
Well,
there was three trees standing there on the side of a hill. There was a large oak tree. There was a large pine tree. Between those trees, there was a little old small cedar tree. One day, it came a storm, church. The lightning was flashing. The wind was blowing. And the thunder was roaring. Oh, Lord. After the storm passed over, they looked down the side of that hill. That large oak tree had been uprooted and blown down the hill. Oh, Lord. That large pine tree had been uprooted and blown level to the ground. But what was amazing, that small cedar tree was still standing there. Somebody got curious. They said, I wonder why this tree is still standing here. Somebody got a shovel and they begin to dig around the roots of this tree. They dug, they dug, they kept on digging.
I'm glad.
I'm glad.
Are you glad, church?
I'm glad.
don't let that bother me. I've got Jesus. Could I get a witness here? God can fix it for you. I don't care what it is. If you're lonely. Take it to Jesus. Could I get a witness here? Somebody here may have high blood pressure. Somebody here tonight. Somebody here may have heart trouble. But I beg of you, I beg of you, take it to Jesus.
What do you do?
You take it to Jesus.
What
he can fix his fire. He got all power.
Take
any problem is him. All you got to do is trust in him.
Just take it.
Somebody said, bless your house. We're going to sing them all.
Yeah.
It's our time. It's about over with, but they can cut the cameras off and go home. We're gonna sing. You see, we think we know too much today. Can I get a witness? As my mother said, we watch too much television. See, some of us got fine clothes to wear, new car to ride around in, two or three gold chains around our neck. A little old small brick house is not paid for. We too grand to speak to our next door neighbor. God gave it to you.
Well,
God gave it to you. God gave it to you. God gave it to you. Sure can take it away. Can I get a witness here? Prayer,
yeah,
is what the whole world needs. Prayer is the key to the kingdom. I remember reading in the Bible the other day where Jesus told his disciples, said, watch with me while I pray. Prayer been around a long time. Prayer is a strong weapon. Could I get a witness here? That was a young man.
Yes, sir.
That believed in prayer. He didn't care where he was. When he felt the need, he would go down on his knees and pray. Oh Lord, one day,
oh, yeah,
the young man was in the cotton field. He felt the need to go down on his knees.
Well,
while he was on his knees, when he made it, he felt the need to go down on his knees. While he was on his knees, don't see him come up and say, I told you, when you pray, you pray on your own time. He whipped him, he whipped him, till his clothes had clung to his back. He said, Lord, I wonder, would you remember to pray on your own time? The young man looked at him and said, every time I feel the Spirit move in my heart,
I pray.
Moving in my heart, Lord,
I pray.
Here's the legendary Robert Blair and the fantastic Violinaires.
Said I would like to sing. And Blair was talking to me and he said, young man, he said, it can get hard out here. He said, you won't be mistreated and folks won't talk about you. But he also told me to keep my hand in God's hand. He said, if you do that, the devil in hell can't harm you. Sound all right? Y'all want us to cut it off? I can't hear nobody. Y'all want us to cut that off? He was looking at me. He said, say, Jesus,
if you want me,
Lord, told me not to come down there, so Danny, take your time.
He woke me up this morning.
What
did he started me on my way. Can't you see he made it possible? Show me.
Look out there and tell him for what?
For us to see another day.
What? Would you like to witness, Tom?
Just one more time.
Tell him to give thanks.
Number one quartet station in the world.